The next patient is James Johnson. The last name is J-O-H-N-S-O-N. James, this is a clinical case of a 59-year-old white male that is following the office because of the presence of arterial hypertension. The patient has a period. The patient has a history of coronary artery disease, status post two stents, one in the left anterior descending and one in the marginal period. The patient is followed with the cardiologist on regular basis. I haven't had the opportunity to see Mr. Johnson since December of 22nd of 2021, and he says that the quinapril went out, went on back order, and he hasn't been taking the medication since he couldn't get it in the pharmacy. So he's taking just hydralazine 100 milligrams POBID, labetalol 100 milligrams POBID, and diazide 1 tablet every day. The patient comes today with a blood pressure that is 164 over 91. His body weight is 240 pounds, 4 pounds heavier than the last time. He had a laboratory workup that was done in March of 2023, in which the comprehensive metabolic panel shows a creatinine 1.2, BUN of 16 and an estimated GFR of 68. Period. The protein creatinine ratio was consistent with 53 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The urinalysis was negative. Period. The patient is going to be continuing the same medications. We are going to add lisinopril 20 milligrams on a daily basis. The prescription was sent to the pharmacy. Number two, the patient has a BMI that is consistent with overweight. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease that is evaluated by a cardiologist on regular basis. He has erectile dysfunction. We're going to prescribe Cialis 5 milligrams PO on a daily basis. Following number, the patient does not have evidence of alterations in the potassium. The serum potassium was 4.0 milliequivalents per liter. We invested 10 minutes in the reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.